Yes, President Brooks was very proud of the new Waco Hall, but there was for him one big disappointment in it. The fact that sufficient funds could not have been provided for the inclusion of a fine pipe organ, which was his favorite instrument. But of course it was with much satisfaction and deep gratitude that he presided at the first commencement exercises to be held in Waco Hall in May of 1930, an occasion which proved to be the last one for the man who had guided Baylor's destinies for 28 years.